Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
This is Sports Overnight America with your host, Jeff Rich.
Hello, everyone. Good evening and welcome in. It is Sports Overnight America here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Jeff Rich with you from Phoenix, joined in Phoenix here by the lovely Jen Rich. Jen, how are you doing this evening?
I am doing well.
All right. A lot of day baseball today, so didn't really spend the evening glued to the TV trying to keep up with much of anything. So this is just going to be kind of a freestyle hour for us. You know, I'll let you ask me a question or two, and then you know, we'll do something in lieu of doing scores, and you know, and we'll talk about football because we've got football coming up all weekend.
There's things happening. It is not just the days of just baseball have finally concluded, or not finally, depending on how you feel about it.
No, baseball's nice.
Yeah, I like when there's baseball.
What city's fan base do you think should be the most excited about watching baseball here down the stretch? Could be your own fan. Could it be your brethren on the East Coast?
Yeah, like I'd probably say the Orioles or Twins.
See, the Twins, it's not good enough to make it, though. The Twins have to actually, you know, win a series. You clown on the Wild for not winning in the playoffs, but it's been a long time for the Twins. It's been a long time for the Athletics, too. And it
I thought the Twins were doing okay, Ski.
What's that?
I thought the Twins were doing all right. Are they not doing all right?
Oh, the Twins are fine. They're very likely going to win the American League Central Division just because you have three bad teams and Cleveland kind of threw up the white flag when they didn't need to. And it might be that Cleveland looked at things honestly and just said, hey, is this a team that's going to win the World Series or could we do things to prepare ourselves to you know, play in the playoffs and win championships? You know, they got that taste of the playoffs last year. I think they might ride into 2024 with the bigger chip on their shoulder. We can talk about that. I talk about some other things going on, being floated out there in the world. Jen Rich is with me this hour. It's Sports Overnight America. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and we'll be right back.
Wake up, people. You're optimizing every waking hour of your life. From carpooling kids, to work, to friends, and everything in between, you have to get sleep and a bed that can perform as well as you do. Meet the next generation Sleep Number Smart Bed. It effortlessly adjusts to your shape, position, and movements, learning how you sleep so you learn to sleep better night after night. Sleep next level, only from Sleep Number.
Don't miss our Labor Day special. Save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus free delivery when you add a base. Ends Labor Day.
Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or two savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now, are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
School!
Back to school is on, and Staples has great prices on everything you need for your best year yet. Save on headphones and laptops. Save on notebooks, pens, and all the essentials. Priced low and still in stock. And right now at Staples, 24-pack Crayola crayons and comp books are only 50 cents each. Plus, select notebooks are just 35 cents each. School on, save on at Staples, where school savings are always in session. Ends 9/16. In-store only. Limit 30.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist-prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America with Jeff Rich.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Sports Overnight America. Jen Rich with you from Phoenix. Jeff Rich is sitting across from me. When you're not listening to us live, check us out on the social medias at What's Up Riches, at Jeff Rich Talks, at A Girl of Many Hats, and, of course, don't forget the Sports Byline Network at Sports Byline USA. Jeff, sitting across the table.
Yes.
How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing splendidly.
You always ask me how I'm doing. I never ask you how you're doing.
I'm actually doing splendidly, and I'm very happy that you asked.
Good, good. So, next question. What is your opinion, thought, conception? What is a world champion to you, Jeff?
A world champion.
A right. World champion.
We go out to the entire world, whether it's via iHeart, you know, people can log into sportsbyline.com from absolutely anywhere. So I'm going to say this very slowly so that our offshore friends can absolutely comprehend what I'm saying with nuance. And those who disagree with me within our borders, you know, same message applies. All right? So I understand that a world champion seems more well-defined by international competition, but you know, when you're talking about teams, you know, all of international competition is just a giant all-star team. But when you talk about these leagues where you know you play with a level playing field, you know, be it soccer over you know across the pond, or you know baseball, basketball, whatever it is here. It is being a world champion is playing with the best tier of players at that sport in the world, and which doesn't disqualify the Olympics or take anything away from the track stars and the speed skaters and the bobsled teams and the losers. Is that a proper term? Losers?
Lugerai?
I'm one who rides luge.
Lugery?
One who rides the luge.
The luge?
I mean, is it like moose where it's just, it stays singular regardless of what you're talking about?
Luging is one of those things that looks like it would be an absolute blast, but I would find a way to like severely hurt myself.
Right. So you typically think, when you think, who is the world champion at lugeing? You know, whether it's, you know, the world championships that are held, which actually say world championship, you know, the world champion in its, in, you know, in the name of its tournament, or the Olympics, which is allegedly a gathering of the, you know, of the best athletes in the world. But, you know, team sports that aren't these all-star teams from within borders, and, you know, they have so many exceptions now. You know, Nomar Garcia Parra played for Mexico in the World Cup despite spending every second of his life in, you know, growing up in California.
Yeah.
So, I respect the World Baseball Classic, but I'm just going to say that, you know, in the World Baseball Classic, yes, you could say that you're world champions when you win it, Japan or Mexico or the Dominican Republic, you know, whoever wins it in a given year. You can say that, yeah, you beat the best players in the world, but, you know, these international players that don't play in MLB, this is what they've got. They, you know, so the game is a lot different. It's a little bit like, you know, small schools going to big bowl games and having to play the likes of, you know, Florida State, you know, in their bowl game. You know, it's a great opportunity, but it's not a level playing field because there's a lot more motivation for the little guy to pull off the upset, and it's kind of a no-win situation for the, you know, the juggernaut, so to speak, because they could knock them off. But, you know, so what I'm trying to say is, you know, if something is a world championship, and I believe that the NBA players care a lot more about, you know, their bread and butter back home than they do for the Olympic team. Yeah, they don't want to be the ones that lose, and that's the you know, that's the thing with USA basketball since the Dream Team. I mean, it was that 2004 team that went to Greece and won bronze. That, you know, and prior to that, they finished like fourth or sixth at the World Championship the year, and, you know, that 2 year gap in between the Olympics. So I'm going to say that, John, let me throw the question back to you.
Okay.
Major League Baseball, the best players in the world, the concentration of the best players in the world are in the Western Hemisphere. Occasionally you get somebody from, you know, from Japan. You get several players from Japan, from Korea, but it is very much where we, you know, where we broadcast this show from and south of us, where the best baseball players are created. And there are many exceptions, you know, here in the continental U.S., Hawaii and Alaska alike. Don't imagine too many baseball players come from Alaska. But would you say that, you know, in 2016, when the Chicago Cubs won the World Series, that they beat all of the other best baseball players in the world?
No.
No, you don't think that?
No.
So where are the rest of the best?
I don't know where they are. I've never really thought about where they all are. I just have always thought it was weird that we're declaring things world champions when they didn't play anybody else in the world.
But they're playing everybody in the world, Jen.
Yeah.
I mean, the best baseball players are in Latin America. I won't even try to include North America, though you have your Canadians for sure. And you have people from New York, Ohio, whatever. But I'm thinking that they, you know, they're already playing the best players in the world. You know, when a golf major takes place, you know, it's a world championship of golf because you have all of the best players in the world. Yeah, you know, it was kind of askew for a while because they had that blood money, you know, faction of golf.
Is that thing not a thing anymore?
The PGA itself sold out to them and merged.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I thought we might have covered that on the show. We might have taken the night off. When,
as I say, it might have been a day I wasn't around. I'm not always here. Yeah, most of the time, but not always.
You might notice that I haven't watched a whole lot of golf this summer.
Just the hours upon hours we spent judging people in Vegas.
Well, I don't watch.
That's
the
most golf I've ever watched in my entire life.
Well, we had a golf course view. We were right along the fairway. We were, pretty high up in the hotel. You know, we had a bird's eye view, so to speak.
I judged, and I judged hard.
Yeah, we're on like the 13th floor of the hotel, And you know, you were, so you had a great grandstand view, and you had and the lighting was great. So it was, you know, it was extremely simple to go through that. You know what we need to do? You know, and a lot of these sports I can only talk about anymore. I think that I've probably played my last football game. I'm not so sure that I really want to put on the glove to do anything other than to play catch. And, you know, and that's kind of a shame. It's kind of sad to say that, but there are some things that we could still do that aren't pickleball. And, you know, what do you say that we, you know, try to get out on the golf course, you know, before the weather cools down and the greens fees go up?
Yes.
Yeah, you would like to golf again.
Yes, I only usually typically golf when it is in triple digits because I am not good enough of a golfer that I want other people around seeing me. I don't want people waiting on me. I'm not that good.
And neither am I. Neither am I. I am just good enough that if somebody invites me to play golf, that I won't embarrass myself so much that, you know, that I'm going to be embarrassed, you know, because that's not how I like to spend my free time. But world football is only played in the United States. So whoever wins that, and no disrespect to Canada, but, you know, Grey Cup champion against Super Bowl champion, it's not going to work. Japan League champion against World Series champion, it's not going to work. Take all of the Euro Leagues and play a tournament and bring a regular season team, not an all-star, an international all-star team, but a regular season that plays in a regular league amongst their peers, and the champion from that league, and then send them to play whoever wins the NBA championship. And that game, you know, that game is going to be a bloodbath every single time. All right, I'll throw it to a break. On the other side, we'll talk a little bit about the college football slate coming up in week one. I'm Jeff Rich. This is Sports Overnight America, and we'll be right back.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. they can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-433-0539. 800-433-0539. 800-433-0539. That's 800-433-0539. Paid for by Fix My Student Loans.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America with Jeff Rich.
Hello again, this time from the Sports Byline Update Desk, where I am always keeping score. Tonight, shaking it up a little bit in lieu of the looming college football season here. I'm just going to do a rundown of the current top 25 that we'll be going into this season with. We'll just start at the bottom, work our way up. 25, you got Iowa. 24, Tulane. 23, Texas A&M. 22, Ole Miss. 21, North Carolina. 20, Oklahoma. 19, Wisconsin. 18, Oregon State. 17, TCU. 16, Kansas State. 15, Oregon. 14, Utah. 13, Notre Dame. 12, Tennessee. 11, Texas. And then in our top 10, we got Washington, Clemson, Florida State, Penn State, Southern California, LSU, and now down to our top 5, Alabama, Ohio State, Michigan, and rounding it out at number 1, Georgia.
Yeah, how about that? And, you know, I think that you have to do it this way because Georgia hasn't lost a football game in 3 years. Michigan is better than Ohio State, who seemed pretty close with Georgia in last year's playoff. Now, there's all kinds of new factors at play here. Ohio State and Georgia both lost their quarterbacks to the NFL. In fact, Ohio State's is going to be the starter for the Houston Texans this season. But Ohio State hasn't beaten Michigan in, you know, it'll be 4 years by the time they play each other in November. So you kind of had to go 1-2-3 with Georgia, you know, because Georgia hasn't lost in so long. Michigan beat Ohio State, so you got to put them over Ohio State. And then Ohio State's probably the closest thing to Georgia. I mean, they played Georgia a lot more competitively than they've played Michigan in the last 2 years. And, you know, Alabama, almost a sleeper team at number 4. LSU is going to be pretty solid this year. USC is going to score a whole lot of points. I don't know how much they're going to be stopping people out there. Penn State, Penn State's got a quarterback this year. I think that that's going to help because James Franklin really hasn't had that since he got there. And I don't think that anybody's looking at Ohio State or Michigan as the runaway favorite. I mean, you might look at Michigan's schedule and say, okay, they're going to be 11-0. But there's some analysts picking Ohio State to lose 3 games. I mean, you figure Michigan in Ann Arbor, that's probably a loss. And then, maybe Penn State trips them up.
Those upsets are fun, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I know it's soul-crushing, but it makes the season a lot more fun.
Well, and soul-crushing in week one, you've got LSU playing Florida State. I mean, one of those teams is going to fall out of the top 5, and one of them might rise up to the top 3. But it's not likely because Georgia, Michigan, and Ohio State are very likely not playing anybody of any consequence. In fact, let's take a little peek at the schedule here. Coming up this weekend, we'll start with, we'll keep it with Saturday. Number 12, Tennessee. This is just the ranked teams that are going to be in action, Jen. Number 12, Tennessee is hosting.
No, go through the list of all. I counted last year, and it was like 100 games. It was crazy. I was scrolling forever. My arm was sore.
Well, there's like 134 teams or something like that now.
It was madness. I just kept scrolling and scrolling and scrolling, and it was just a never-ending list of football games.
Okay, so this game's going to be played in Nashville.
I mean, we have a second hour, right? I mean, you may just start reading them all off.
Oh, sure. We could do that. Let's stick with the top 25 for right now. Tennessee playing host, so to speak, to Virginia. This game's going to be at the Titan Stadium in Nashville. It's brought to you, Nissan Stadium, I think it is. It's still called, but maybe not.
So I'm going to skip over the Fresno State at Purdue. We'll have plenty of time to talk about both of those schools as the season progresses. Utah State is going to be at Kinnick, so everybody gets to wave to the kids. That should be a lot of fun. These are 9 a.m. kickoff games out west here, by the way. Again, another game at 9 a.m. You got Arkansas State at Oklahoma. Oklahoma's only ranked 20th. Was it a little bit surprising to you, Jen, to read Oklahoma so close to the bottom of the top 25? Because, considering that they've kind of been in the hunt every year for the last, several years, and they've had a Heisman-winning quarterback, and they've had, they've turned their starting quarterbacks into NFL starting quarterbacks, but only number 20 this year.
You know I don't remember the season after it ends.
I don't think you remember the top 25 after you've read it.
Just read it minutes ago. No, absolutely not.
And it didn't sound at all like you were just reading that for the first time. But there was when you got to number 19, Wisconsin. Like I saw you like do a double take. You're like, that can't be right. Wisconsin in the top 20.
I was more trying to. Internally battling with myself if I wanted to just say TCU or TC Boo.
See, you've got to throw that kind of commentary in there.
And then, I don't know, it's just a weird, awkward thing to numbers in random cities, states.
Oh, very, very true.
I could have read it 1,000 times before I said it, and it still would have been kind of weird.
Just like.
Yeah, it's still a little awkward, and here's just 25 random places.
Oh, well, and then you have beyond the top 25, you have the others receiving votes. I will read every one of those to you. So Iowa was number 25 with 131 points. I'm not going to read everybody, but Texas Tech was just a few points out of number 25. They could really list these guys as 26 through whatever it is. All others receiving votes. South Carolina, UCLA, Texas, San Antonio, Arkansas, Boise State, Pittsburgh, Kentucky, Louisville, Troy, Kansas, Auburn, Minnesota, Toledo. There's my double take. But they only got 4 votes. That could have been 4 votes for them at number 25. Duke, Mississippi State, Florida, Illinois, Baylor, Coastal Carolina, South Alabama, NC State, James Madison, and Liberty. Those last couple, South Alabama, NC State, James Madison, and Liberty all got one number 25 point. I don't know out of how many possible 63. It looks like 63 voters.
I was going to say, I think the total was only, 63.
So looking at this this upcoming weekend here in college football.
95 games.
95 games.
95.
Good count, good count. And that's just FBS teams that are involved. So
that's just Saturday. There's 6 on Friday.
Oh, yeah. There's games all over the place. There's games all over the place. We sweated it out in Tempe. On Thursday night, so it's been a crazy week. Utah State at Iowa, like I said, they're gonna wave at the kids. Not a top 25 game, but a game of relevance on a personal level would be Northern Illinois at Boston College. That game would be on the ACC network at 9 a.m. on Saturday.
I don't even know what channel that is.
I think we get it on the Samsung that's even when the TV's not plugged in, Zoltar.
It's been a long time since I've made beer nuggets. Might be time to roll out of bed and make some beer nuggets.
That sounds like a fun little Saturday morning for us, as long as we...
as long as we're around.
As long as we stay in town.
Figure out what we're doing.
Okay, skipping Louisiana Tech and SMU, skipping a game in Athens, Ohio, Oklahoma, number 20. That's where I went off on my tangent, hosting Arkansas State. That game is going to be a 9 a.m. game on ESPN. Colorado at TC Boo. I don't really even know why we're booing them at this point.
I'm never going to be over it. I know it's been 20 years. But
it was a minor incident at that 20 years ago.
Never going to be over it.
However, they will play host in Fort Worth to Colorado. So Deion Sanders makes his Colorado coaching debut. Oh, it's Eastern Michigan. That's or not Eastern Michigan, East Carolina. It's a little bit more of a formidable opponent in Ann Arbor playing Michigan. cash in on that Peacock subscription that I picked up. I did tell that story on the air about how I paid $12
to watch.
You did,
how we got suckered into it again.
A quarter and a half.
This is not the first time we've done this.
Robert Morris is at Air Force. If you get the Altitude Network, that game going to be at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Western Carolina at Arkansas. That's on ESSEC Plus or the SEC Network and ESPN Plus. Akron at Temple. These are all streaming only games. East Tennessee State at Jacksonville State. Jacksonville on a run in their debut with the FBS. Maybe we see them win another home game this upcoming week. Ole Miss host Mercer. They're number 22. Skipping some directional schools. No offense, Northern Illinois, of course. Oregon's going to host Portland State. That game, we'll read about it in the papers because it's on the Pac-12 network. That game at noon Pacific. Then at 12:30 Pacific, we've got Tennessee State at Notre Dame. It's on NBC. There won't be any Cardinals preseason football, so we should be able to watch it on NBC, but it's also on the Peacock. Number 11, Texas hosting Rice. That a 12:30 kickoff on Fox. Then we have Ohio State at Indiana, which can be watched via CBS or Paramount Plus. Big Ten competition early in the year, week one, in fact. Boise State at number 10, Washington. That's a 12:30 ABC kickoff. Something nice for us out here out west to enjoy. Buffalo at Wisconsin. That game going to be on Fox Sports 1, 12:30 kickoff. Hello to the troops listening on the American Forces Network. You're listening to Sports Overnight America on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and we'll be right back.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Sponsored by Office Depot Office Max. It's back to school season, and teachers, parents, and students from kindergarten to college can find everything they need to succeed at Office Depot Office Max. With savings up to 60% on the company's best-selling school supplies through September 16th. And must-haves like Crayola products, spiral notebooks, composition books, and glue starting at just 50 cents, Office Depot Office Max is ready to kick the new school year into gear. Shoppers can get even more discounts and earn rewards towards future purchases with a free Office Depot Office Max Rewards membership. Need your school supplies fast? Customers can take advantage of the company's free 20-minute in-store pickup or opt for same-day delivery for qualifying orders. Office Depot and Office Max stores are supporting hundreds of Title I public schools across the country with an in-store donation program. Make a donation at checkout to help a local school in your community get new supplies to create a more productive learning environment. Visit officedepot.com/backtoschool.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days, and you don't even have to clean or fix anything. There are no commissions or closing costs, no agents, no open houses, and no banks to deal with. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST. That's 1-800-735-5327. Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer. SELL-FAST is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Now, back to Sports Overnight America with Jeff Rich.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. It's Sports Overnight America. We are talking week one of the college football season. Time got away from me a little bit there right before the break. So let's wrap it up on Wisconsin number 19 hosting Buffalo. Fox Sports 1, 12:30 Pacific time kickoff. UT Martin at Georgia. See, that's, you know, this week's not going to move mountains because you got one playing UT Martin, you've got two playing East Carolina, and you've got three playing Indiana. Now, Indiana's not the joke in college football that they used to be, but that's not a game that anybody's got circled for Ohio State losing, which is, of course, when losing occurs the most. But Georgia probably not going to see that winning streak end, at least here in week one. You got to watch on SEC Network Plus or ESPN Plus for that one. And then USC's playing Nevada, Jen. And guess when we can watch that?
Never.
Never. Because it's on the Pac-12 Network.
Oh, that stupid Pac-12 Network.
Okay, so you've got USC 2 weeks in a row. They've got the Heisman. You know, they've got the potential Heisman winner. And I understand you're not going to, shatter the earth by, by playing. Who do they play? San Jose State in week one and Nevada in week two. I mean, you're playing the best of the Mountain West, which is, it's slim pickings to get people that don't want to travel long distance to Los Angeles. You're going to get those teams from likely the Mountain West if you're not getting them from the FCS level in state. But playing 2 weeks in a row on the Pac-12 Network, that is just entertainment malpractice, in my opinion. If you're going to hype up Lincoln Riley, if you're going to hype up Caleb Williams, can we see them play before October? Not if you have DirecTV. and it's, it's an ass ache with the other, with a lot of the other services. Texas A&M is ranked number 23. They've got New Mexico at home. Kansas State is ranked 16th. This is a 4 o'clock kickoff, by the way. But they're playing Southeast Missouri. So they get to play an in-state opponent. And there are just no other FBS teams in the state of Missouri. So that's going to happen. Alcorn State, another team from the lower tier. They're in Hattiesburg at Southern Miss. And I caught myself doing it again. Neither of those teams is ranked. Kansas State is 16th. Texas A&M is 23. Looking for those numbers again. Number 21, North Carolina versus, not at, South Carolina. That game's in Charlotte at the Panther Stadium. That's a 4:30 kick on ABC. CBS and Paramount are giving us a 4:30 game without any ranked teams. One of them's Wyoming, though, so I'll give a shout-out there. West Virginia at Penn State on NBC and or Peacock at 4:30. That might be the most interesting game of the night, just because it's, they're separated by such little distance and they don't play each other a whole heck of a lot. I think that there's probably more to that than there is to North Carolina v. South Carolina. South Carolina hates Clemson. North Carolina's got enough rivals in the state of North Carolina. So I don't think that there's there's much animosity there, but it's probably fun for the locals. And that's it. That's it for ranked football on Saturday, because where are your ranked games? Well, you've got number 18, Oregon State. They're at San Jose State, but that's not until Sunday. You got three games on Sunday. LSU versus...
Well, that's right, because of the holiday weekend.
Great, and there's no NFL yet.
I didn't even look into Sunday. That's 104 games.
Yeah, so you didn't look at Sunday.
I didn't
look at
Thursday.
Monday. I mean, you got LSU,
versus Florida State, but the game is in Orlando, so effectively a home game for Florida State, but LSU fans will certainly travel. So the Oregon State San Jose State game is on CBS, and LSU Florida State is on ABC, and your matinee game is Northwestern at Rutgers. That game on CBS. So the Big Ten just kind of all over the place. They're everywhere but ESPN, basically. So you're going to see a lot of SEC and ACC on ESPN properties. And speaking of the aforementioned Clemson, Clemson is at Duke on Monday night, and that will wrap up week one in college football. So to kind of revisit the the rankings, LSU and Florida State are playing a fun game. USC could be interesting against Nevada. Probably not, but nobody's going to see it. So we're just going to get a highlight package from that game. Unless you have, like, cable or something like that, and you can, you can watch it. I wouldn't pay the premium for Pac-12 Network.
No.
I mean, on a whim, I pay $12 to watch about a quarter of it, about really three quarters of a quarter.
We're going to watch other things.
Of Notre Dame, Navy. Oh, yeah, I'm going to watch it.
We have like a week or something. How long? You have a month, a week before?
Oh, I think I have a month.
Yeah.
I think I paid for the whole month of Friday. Penn State and West Virginia, Clemson's playing on Monday, and Duke's not the pushover that they've been in the past. Texas is playing nobody. Notre Dame's not playing anybody. Utah's playing Florida. They're probably actually pretty heavily favored in that one. And Florida's taking the, Florida had to take the long way to Salt Lake City because they got that weather thing going on in the state of Florida over the weekend. Oregon State coming in at 18. They've been kind of a nobody program in the Pac-12 soon to be. They're going to be one of the charter members of the Pac-4, though.
Good, good.
Yeah. So good. Enough about college football. We'll give you all. We'll talk about it all on Monday's show when we're back from the weekend break.
When all 131 games have concluded.
And when all 131 games have concluded, give or take about 25.
I think I did a fairly good count, but I was also, answering questions you were asking me, and you were randomly saying numbers, but I think 131 is a good count.
Okay, 131. And then the NFL.
Oh, no, I didn't count those dudes.
The 16 games, but not until Thursday, September 7th, when the Lions get to be featured in week one.
Why?
Against Kansas City. I think that they're just looking at the NFC North, and they're saying, okay, no quarterback in Green Bay. Minnesota was the luckiest team in the history of football last year. Cross them off. And then Chicago. I mean, every year of your lives, and not your life specifically, Jen, but lives of Bears fans since 1985 has just been something to gripe about with the Chicago Football Bears.
Yeah, and I barely remember that Super Bowl, so it's kind of like not even really having one.
Yeah, I get that. I get that. Yeah, and I've said this before. It doesn't matter whether the Browns, they hadn't won since 1964 or 1977, or probably even a few more years after that. When I was a youngster versus before I was born. If I didn't enjoy it, it didn't happen in my life. Whether I was alive or not, like. Len Barker threw a perfect game for Cleveland on May 15th, 1981. I would have been just short of about 6 weeks short of my first birthday, or no, pardon me, my third birthday. Math is hard. I was told that there would be no math.
We always say there's no math. It's too late. Too late at night for math.
But I think Detroit's got as good a chance to win the division as they've had in a long time. And, people are going to try to oversell that a little bit. And if they end up being like 9-8, which might be good enough to win the NFC North, but probably not, they're going to draw their criticism.
especially if Jordan Love is a rookie, leads the Packers to a division title. So that's Thursday, and we've got a lot more time to pick these games apart as we get to the first week of the NFL season. You know, Carolina and Atlanta, that's a, you know, speaking of bad divisions, the NFC South is going to be really terrible. I expect the East and the West to get fat and happy, at least the good teams. And that's why I don't think that Arizona can go 0-17 this year. I just think that there are a lot of bad teams, and there are probably a lot of bad teams on their actual schedule that, you know, would just scream that, hey, this 0-17 thing that you people are talking about, it's not going to happen. At Washington, you know, I'll do the week-by-week thing. At Washington, they probably lose that game. Giants coming in, that's a winnable game for Arizona, regardless of, you know, how weakened in personnel that they are. I say that, and they could lose 38-0 in that game. Dallas, I think, is really improved. I think that's a tough one. I think that the Niners' defense hasn't really gone anywhere. You know, they're a different team without Brock Purdy on the field. Cincinnati, that's going to be a tough one for them, but they're playing at home. Cincinnati traveling across the country. And, you know, and ditto for the Giants. So, you know, I see winnable games on the schedule. I don't know what kind of Rams team we're going to get this year. You know, Baltimore comes out to Arizona. That's probably a game that that Baltimore wouldn't blow. Arizona goes to Cleveland. I'd like to say that Cleveland playing at home probably beat them, but, you know, there's always that chance that the Browns will just, you know, completely poo the bed against the worst team in the league. Houston's not going to be very good. Atlanta comes in. That's a home game. I'm going to say 4-13, maybe 3-14 for the Arizona Cardinals, but it's you know, nothing is cast in stone, just given how bad things can be in the in the NFC this season. You know, Philadelphia, that's a tough game. At Chicago, I don't know what to expect from the Bears this year, but I could see the look in your face, the eye rolls, that we could pretty much expect the same Chicago Bears that we've gotten for the, you know, all of your life.
I never have any expectations for them.
Yeah, and nor should you. Nor should you, because if they look good on paper, they'll probably look crappy on the field. If they look crappy on paper, they'll probably look crappy on the field. You know, you notice the pattern there. So
seen it before.
Yeah. What is I'm kind of curious now. I'm going to use the internet machine to look at what the Bears have ahead of them, because they're certainly not going 0-17 this season. But it might not be the prettiest thing in the world for Chicago. But I think that if you're going to count the Lions in, I think that you have to count the Bears in as a team having a chance. Cleveland and Cincinnati, that'll be a fun game. San Francisco at Pittsburgh, that should be a pretty interesting. And we'll get you the 506 sports update when we come to you this time next week with you know, the games are going to be on in your area, and who's going to be on the call for the bigger games of the week. Green Bay is at Chicago, but, you know, is that actually it's not even the biggest game in the time slot, because you've got Philadelphia at New England. Out here, we're going to be burdened with the Rams and Seattle, and probably not going to get either Green Bay and Chicago or Philadelphia and New England, but maybe I underestimate the wisdom of those who get to choose what games air in what markets. All right, one last break, and we'll say thank you and good night. She's Jen. I'm Jeff at Sports Overnight America, and we'll be right back.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America with Jeff Rich.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everyone. And thanks once again for staying up with us. A reminder that we air at live at 10 p.m. Pacific time. You can catch us every week on Monday and Tuesday, and then the rest of the week is kind of TBD. I wanted to look ahead at what we've got going on in Major League Baseball over the weekend. Obviously, Cubs chasing down the division title, Reds trying to hold on for a wild card. They've got a doubleheader that starts on Friday. Breakfast, late breakfast, first pitch from Cincinnati. Jen, when was this series originally supposed to be played? When was this doubleheader born?
I sent you a little video from my office today where I had it written on the schedule. It was the first Wednesday game that they played.
So like early April.
Yeah.
Wow, that's.
I can't remember what day. Let's just say the 6th. Wednesday the 6th.
Okay, Cleveland hosting Tampa Bay. Big series for Tampa Bay. Both of them chasing the division leaders. Minnesota's at Texas. The West is close. Minnesota can't sleep on Cleveland after dropping that series, and they go back to Cleveland next week. So they'll play at Cleveland, and we'll see where the AL Central how it stands after that series. We've got. Houston's hosting the Yankees, no big deal. Milwaukee hosting Philadelphia over the weekend. That one has some ramifications at stake. A bunch of games that are irrelevant. Baltimore's playing Arizona when both have something to play for. Baltimore trying to hang on in the East. Arizona, trying to get in and stay in that wild card hunt. San Diego's hosting the Giants, who are in a must-win mode every game. And then you've got a friendly, if you will, between Atlanta and the Los Angeles Dodgers, two best teams in the National League. Very little riding on it because they both have such comfortable leads, both for home field advantage as well as their respective divisions. Other than that, Jen, you got anything to add? That's going to do it for us here on Sports Overnight America. For Jen, for Jeff Rich, for those on the other side of the glass in San Francisco, stay tuned for more sports coming your way next hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.